Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramisferum. Boots is kind of an enigma, and it isn't always easy interviewing an enigma. Here's what happens when you ask one about, say, his upcoming album. What's it going to be called?
There's an album. There is an album.
It's going to be called There Is an Album.
No. That's not going to be called There Is an Album, but I'm acknowledging, yes, there is an album. Yes.
Great. How many songs are on it?
I couldn't tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know when?
I don't know when, but it's in good shape.
Being sort of mysterious about things is really working out for Boots. When Beyoncé dropped Beyoncé last year without telling anyone it was coming, the internet erupted with questions. How'd she keep this thing a secret? How long has she been working on this? And who the hell is Boots? Boots was listed all over the album, alongside people like Timbaland, Sia, Frank Ocean, and Pharrell. Everyone knew who those people were. No one knew who Boots was. So far, that mystery is the best thing that's ever happened to Jordy Asher. Jordy's from Florida. He grew up in Miami. In 2009, he was finally old enough to enter bars to play with his bluesy bar band, Stone Fox. That band evolved into a better one called Blonde Fuzz, which then became Young Circles, a band that was down to get a little weirder.
Sleepy sheepy smile, throw him in the Nile. I'm away, I'm away.
Young Circles started to get attention in 2011, and most of that attention was on Jordy, the band's frontman. But Jordy never seems to stick around in one place too long. Pretty soon, he was releasing fairly different music again. This time, it was with his then-girlfriend and under the name Blondes. No E.
Stars and stripes measure wrong and right. It's in black and white and blue. Spin the globe where it stops, I'll go. If the beat turn into snow.
Then they broke up. At 25, Jordy moved to New York and became Boots. And pretty soon after that, Boots got signed to Roc Nation, that one label owned by that guy my mom likes to call Beyoncé's husband. Boots won't say how Beyoncé heard his songs, but we know that she liked what he was cooking. He's credited all over Beyoncé's self-titled album, especially on its most personal songs. Blue, which is about her daughter, Heaven, which is about her miscarriage, and Haunted, which is about her being fed up with the music industry.
And I've been drifting off on knowledge. Cat calls on catwalks, man, these women getting solemn. I could sing a song for Solomon or Salamander. We took a flight at midnight and now my mind can't help but wonder how come. Spoon-fed, pluralized eyes to find the beaches in the forest. When I'm looking off the edge, I preach my gut and can't help ignore it. I'm climbing up the walls cause all the shit I hear is boring. All the shit I do is boring. All these record labels boring. I don't trust these record labels, I'm torn. All these people on the planet working 9 to 5 just to stay alive. The 9 to 5 just to stay alive. The 9 to 5 just to stay alive.
You know, the only reason why she and I worked so well together is because something that I had to say resonates very deeply with her and spoke very, very true to how she feels. And that's amazing to me. It's great that it happened, and it's amazing that it happened.
And it was obviously great publicity. Slate, Vogue, BuzzFeed, they all started posting about Boots, a rising musician's dream come true, but with a fair amount of nightmarish hyperbole. Pitchfork called him Beyoncé's muse. BuzzFeed overstated how much credit he was due for the album. Reporters started calling his parents' house, looking for pictures of him. And people started following him around Brooklyn.
Yeah, but it was to go from, like, none of that to a lot of that. I kind of didn't take it well. It was a very, very strange thing to fall into very quickly. So that's what I will say about it. So that's why it's a little bit like the association now. I'm in a very different place.
As in, he's done talking about Beyoncé. Boots is getting ready to drop an album, and he sincerely wants it to melt your face off.
Shivers up his spine, I was lying every time. Daggers in your eyes, hit the devil on the line. Shivers up his spine, I was lying every time. Daggers in your eyes, hit the devil on the line.
Mercy is the fiercest song Boots has released so far. It's kind of like a mission statement. But when he came into WNYC, he toned it down at our piano. Here's the full song.
Tuck my gun into your waist. Suck your thumb, cry off your face. Cause we're losing light. Yeah, you're losing light. All my club immoral dreams, all the hero worship, kings and queens are dead and gone. Yeah, dead and gone. Get the devil on the line. Shivers up my spine, I was lying every time. Daggers in my eyes, get the evil off my screen, off my toes. Tuck my gun into your waist. Suck your thumb dry off your face. Cause we're losing light. Yeah, we're losing light. Float your photo down the stream. Take a mercy shot at mercy. Me a poet's dream. The glowing seeds have grown disease. You
Thank you.
So, will Mercy be on the album?
Yes, it will be. I will say that that is the first song on the album.
Boom.
So there.
Print it.
So there you have it. And that's why it's the first song that you're hearing.
Right on. So. If this is like an opening salvo or something, if Mercy's like the first shot you're taking, it's a good one. What's the song about?
Well, it's the first and last song. It's a little bit of an overture as well as an epilogue. I think the main sentiment is I'm asking people to pay attention.
And Boots found another way to get people to pay attention. He replaced every song on his SoundCloud with Mercy, which is great if you're really into Mercy, and a bit of a bummer if you were a fan of the mixtape he dropped earlier this year. This is your thing. I feel like looking through everything you've done so far, you're like constantly just hitting reset.
Yeah. Well,
like
maybe
you're in bands and then you're not, and then you're doing this thing and then you're not, and then you have all your songs up on SoundCloud and then you don't.
Yeah.
Do you need that to keep going? Do you just
probably
need to, like, throw away everything?
Well, it's not that I throw it away. It's not that I disown things. I'm very proud of the things that I've done. I'm very proud of the mixtape because I needed to make sense of something that made little to no sense. And the story behind it is the guiding voice that cuts the whole thing together, because it was a very off-the-wall kind of year. And it was one that where you're completely thrown into something that you have never experienced before.
Yeah.
And I write a lot of songs all the time.
Boots wouldn't tell me much more about the songs that are coming. I think he kind of wants them to be a big surprise. What he did say is that he's excited to end a very big year on the road touring with FKA Twigs. But of course, he'll do it in his own enigmatic way. And you're going to be in some bus or something.
No.
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 You're going to be in a van? What's it going to be?
No, I don't know.
Bus, van, car.
Come on, man. I'm not like all those other people. I'm gonna go in whatever feels rad to drive in.
What? You can't do that. Wait, what?
You can do
how
that.
How many dates are you doing with her? Like
a month.
More than yeah. Like,
yeah, I'll drive
like more
across
than a dozen, right?
Yeah. Why don't I just get a car and I'll drive there, and then the band, we got a sprinter for them. Yeah,
okay.
I want to drive on the road.
That's badass. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not a professional musician, as you can tell.
And I'm sure that
how often
most
do people
will
actually drive
be
themselves on tour?
Nobody. But nobody does. but I want to.
Thanks for listening to Sideshow. Boots played two more songs for us. One of them's a St. Vincent medley that's coming up in a minute, and the other is an original at pri.org/soundworks, where you can also find video. The Reverend John Delore engineered Boots. Pastor Amy Pearl and Julia Jules Henderson helped with that video. Lee Tomalad edited the podcast, and Zoe Ajoulay helped shine the boots. Thanks, you guys.
Sideshow is supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Let me see. This is for a friend of mine.
Times with some bad guys, I've told whole lies with a half smile, held your bare bones with no clothes on, I've thrown rocks that hit both my arms. Don't know what good it serves, pouring my purse in the dirt. I don't wanna be a cheerleader no more. I Miss Annie, you've traced the Andes with your index, and you wonder how and when and where you're gonna sleep next. But we're all sons of someone. Yeah, we're all sons of someone. I wanna mean more to you. So I pray to know. So I pray to know, to make me a real boy. So you pray to know. Don't know what.